whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned our way. In 1978, I was traveling with a man in Spain. We came to this small town, and we had to stop and wait for the train to unload and load its passengers. We were on the edge of town, and as we waited, I noticed a shepherd to my right with about 200 sheep in a lush green field of grass. The shepherd was sitting down and watching the sheep. At one determined moment, one of the sheep turned its back on the shepherd and walked away and walked up toward the road. The sheep had obviously decided to leave the shepherd to go his own way. It reminded me of Isaiah 53:6. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. What have you and I done? We've turned our back on God, and we have turned to go our own way, to do our own thing, to run our lives, to be the shepherd of our own lives, and so forth. The essence of sin is not some vice or bad habit. Sin is deeper. Sin, in its essence, is a choice of self instead of God. Instead of making God the center of your life, we have made ourselves the center of our life. We have put self in God's place. It is putting me, myself, and I in the center, and that is the essence of sin. We have all turned from God to our own way, to our own self, to our own will, so forth. You may say that you're a good person, you don't do bad things. But God says that you and I have turned our back on him. We have put self in God's place in our lives. We may not drink or smoke or do drugs, but we have turned away from God. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. And all here includes you and me. We used to have a cat and a big dog. We lived out in the country, and often we would take a walk on a little path in the woods. The dog would always go with us and come back with us. At times, he might chase a rabbit or a squirrel, but he would come back. His will was to follow us. The cat was different. At times, she would go with us, and at times, she would come back. But at times, she would not go, and at times, she might go part of the way, but not come back. The cat had an independent spirit and would do what she wanted to do. The dog had a dependent spirit and wanted to please us. We're like the cat with an independent spirit. We have turned from God to self. The essence of sin is playing God, living not for him but for yourself, living and pleasing yourself, keeping the reins of life in your own hands, acting as if you and your pleasure were the end to which all things else, God included, must be made to function as a means. Isaiah 53:6. We are the ones who strayed like sheep. We who left God's path to follow our own. We have lived to please ourselves and do our own thing, looking out for old number one, me. And that is the essence of sin. When I was a teenager, many people said that I was a good boy. I didn't drink, didn't smoke, didn't do drugs, and didn't go to bad places. But the only time I really thought about God was when I had a test at school, when I had a problem and needed help, when I wanted to go out with this pretty girl, or when I wanted to win a certain game. My concept of God was one of him being there to help me and help me fulfill my desires and will. In essence, I tried to use him. He was there for me. He was my helper and blesser. That was my idea. 2 Corinthians 5:15 talks about this question of our living for ourselves. No longer live for themselves. That is the essence of sin, living for ourselves, and we are all guilty. This may take many manifestations. For some, it is a life of open sin and vice. For some, it's self-seeking in the sense of position or ambition, so that others will think highly of us. For some, it is acquiring possessions and hoarding. For some, it's just to live a life of laziness and pleasure. We have all turned away from God and substituted self for God. One Sunday, a man came to church who never came. I knew him and had talked with him about the Lord and salvation, but he never came to church. One Sunday morning, he came and I was surprised. He told me that the night before, he had had an accident in his car and that he did not get hurt, and for that reason, he had come to church. He wanted to give thanks, but he never came back. Weeks and months came and went, but he never came back. In his mind, God was a type of waiter who brought him what he wanted. He had gone astray like a sheep, and you and I have done the same thing. Isaiah 53:6 doesn't end with our going astray. The second part of the verse tells us what God has done. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him, on Jesus. We sinned when we turned from God to self, when we enthroned self for God in our lives. But God in his love sent his Son to bear our sin on the cross. He who knew no sin, he made to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We have sinned, we are guilty before God, because he is holy and he is totally just. He has said in Romans 6:23 that the wages or penalty of sin is death, physical death and eternal death in hell. He has also told us in Romans 6:23 that salvation is a gift and that it is through the Lord Jesus Christ, who assumed our guilt on the cross and took our place. Salvation is not by means of my own good works. It is not merited or earned. Jesus went to the cross and took our place there. He was innocent and we guilty. He was clean and we dirty. Salvation is through Jesus and his work on the cross. When have you turned in your heart from self to Christ? From your way to him? From self-will to him? When have you made that 180-degree turn to come back to God? The Bible calls that repentance, a turning back. When did you dethrone self and enthrone Christ as Lord? Repentance is a turning back. You may remember at the beginning of the program that I talked about a sheep in Spain that turned away from the shepherd to go her own way. Now I want to tell the rest of the story. The sheep that day went away from the shepherd, but the shepherd spoke to the sheep, and the sheep made a 180-degree turn and turned back and went back to him. That is what the Bible calls repentance. And unless we repent, we will perish. That's what Jesus says in Luke 13:3. My friend, when did you turn back? When did you turn from self to God? When did you realize that you had put self on the throne of your life and that you needed to give that throne to God and for you to be the servant? There was a man put in a penitentiary for a certain crime. His brother loved him and believed that he was innocent and that he was unjustly jailed. The brother knew the governor of the state where he was incarcerated, and over a period of time talked to the governor about his brother and finally convinced the governor to pardon his brother. The governor issued the official paper of the pardon and gave it to his brother, because his brother wanted to be the one to give it to him. He drove to the jail, and on his way, he decided that he was going to ask his brother what he would do if he could walk out of jail that day as a free man. He was not going to tell him at first that he had the pardon, but was going to ask him first the question. He arrived at the prison and walked down the long corridor of prison cells, and finally got to the cell of his brother. He stood before the bars and asked his brother what he would do. What would be the first thing he would do if he could leave the prison that day as a free man? His brother responded by saying that the first thing he would do would be to kill the judge that put him there. When his brother heard that, he knew he could no longer give him the pardon. He was totally unrepentant, and an unrepentant person could not receive the pardon. You see, pardon implies repentance. God desires to pardon our sins. He made provision at the cross when Jesus went there to die for us. But pardon implies that we need to turn from our sin, to ask forgiveness from the bottom of our heart, to ask forgiveness sincerely, to realize that we have gone away from God, to realize that we have put self on the throne of our hearts. And repentance is a turning back, coming to God and saying, Lord, you take now the throne of my heart and my life. You now be the king of my life. I turn back to you today, from self to you. Thank you for Jesus who died for me on a cross. Thank you for your great love, and just as I am today, I come. I come to you. Thank you for your forgiveness, and by faith today I receive the Lord Jesus Christ into my life as my Savior and as my Lord. Thank you for salvation in Him. Thank you for your great love for me. Thank you for the wonderful privilege of being forgiven. Thank you for the wonderful privilege of being your child, of knowing you and adopted by you. Lord, I praise you and thank you. My friend, come to Him today. Pray that prayer from the bottom of your heart and receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your life as your shepherd, as your Savior, as your Lord. My time is gone and I have to sign off. Thank you for having tuned in. Until next week, may God bless.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.